I want to return home. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What a great decision if someone says, I want to come home. Bigger than if someone decides to cycle, for example, all around the world, or to climb on the highest mountain. Even bigger than that, someone decides to return to the Heavenly Father. What a great restart if someone notices and understands how much has been done wrong, how much has been destroyed, how much time has been lost. What a great restart if someone honestly says, I have done wrong. And what a great love from the Father, from the Heavenly Father, from the home, that whoever repents is welcomed. Do not continue in the wrongdoing. Do not worry about what others might say, whether they might ridicule. If we turn to the cross, if we turn to God, and do not fall in desperation. Nobody has done so much wrong. God's love is still bigger. The Lord waits for everyone to return. Towards Jesus, we can hand over whatever has been done wrong. It is very recommendable to read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, the lost son. The lost son, the young brother, he did a lot of wrong. He wasted money. He harmed others. He harmed himself. He did wrong to his family. Finally, at last, he came to his senses and said, all my father's paid workers have more than they can eat, and here I am about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. And the father received him with great love. He welcomed him, not only as a servant, he received him as a son and showed so much love to him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your great love, that we can return home, that we can return to you. You do not judge us by the amount of what we have done wrong. You are full of love. You enable restarts and new beginnings. Thank you for your great love, that you offer grace and forgiveness and all that we need, that you offer blessing and a new life, a fulfilled life. To you be all praise and glory and honor forever. Amen.